This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, 10 ways Christians should respond to President Joe Biden. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
The morning of January 20th was the last morning that President Donald Trump woke up in the White House. He left a note for the incoming president, and then he and his wife Melania boarded the helicopter Marine One and flew to Andrews Air Force Base, where he gave his parting remarks and boarded Air Force One for the final time, heading to his Florida home. While being protected by 25,000 National Guard troops stationed all throughout Washington, D.C., a new presidential administration began. Joseph Biden placed his hand on a 5-inch-thick family heirloom Bible that he and other family members have used for ceremonial occasions in the past and was given the oath of office by Chief Justice John Roberts, becoming the 46th President of the United States. President Biden is the first Catholic to take the presidential oath of office since John F. Kennedy. Kamala Harris became the first woman to be sworn in as vice president. Other prominent politicians spoke as well, like U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, who encouraged Americans to go forward as a nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Lady Gaga sang the national anthem and Garth Brooks sang God Bless America at the socially distanced inauguration. Christians are called to respond in a godly manner, and Dr. Jamie Morgan, lead pastor of Life Church in Williamston, New Jersey, offers 10 spirit-filled ways that never Biden voters need to respond right now. 1. Pray for revival as never before. 2. Immerse our new president in prayer. 3. Resist fear, anger, and hopelessness. 4. Trust God and lean not on our own understanding. 5. Remember that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are just passing through. 6. Walk in love and be peacemakers to everyone around us on both sides of the aisle. 7. Repent for any part we played in letting politics divide the church and any negative rhetoric in which we took part. 8. Remember that God is sovereign, in complete control, and holds the universe in the palm of his hand. 9. Get our priorities back in order from the distractions of this election and be about the business of the kingdom. And 10. Become as articulate in explaining the gospel to the lost as we were in explaining why Biden, or Trump, shouldn't have won. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in his first letter that, I urge, then first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. No matter how you may feel about the election, the claims of fraud, or the inauguration of President Joe Biden, let's pray and keep in mind what King David wrote in Psalm 22. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.